About a year and a half ago, I had the privilege of going down to Gleaners. It's not new anymore. To me, it was new. Warehouse out near the airport, the nice part of the airport that's close to get to. And saw, you know, the wonderful work that Gleaners does, including these baskets. These, I call them food baskets, but they're more like a box that they put together that has staples and foodstuffs that allows a family or a household to stretch their meal, stretch their dollars. And one of the things I found out was it is not only just for regular family households, but is also something that serves our senior citizen households as well. And in the wake of the hiatus, interruption, restructuring, or whatever noun the folks at the Martin Luther King Community Center have used, it has impacted a number of senior citizens that live in the Butler-Tarkington area, or the near the fairgrounds, or the areas just north of the Children's Museum, and what is called Crown Hill, Eastern Unwa, whatever neighborhood you want to call. And started talking to a young lady. I'll say young. I make her feel good. Callie Sanders, who heads an organization called Senior 1000 Coalition. We'll find out what they do in just a hot second. And also the folks at Gleaners, that they were providing these food packets, baskets, to the seniors that were participating in the senior program at MLK. And Gleaners was concerned that they wanted to make sure that program continued, because Gleaners, they may not be a faith-based, but they operate like a faith-based in that it is a ministry to make sure that the hungry are fed. So they have done some things to try to identify most, if not all, of those seniors that were participating in the program. And they've got some things they just want to let the community know as to how that service is going to continue while the adults figure out what to do with the Martin Luther King. So in the house is Callie Sanders from the Senior 1000 Coalition, and from Gleaners, Kathy Hahn-Kiner, who is, she's got one of them long titles. She is like the director. She's Chief Programs and Agency Relations Officer, and Darlene Graham is here, who engages the community a lot. Guys, welcome.
Thank you.
Let me first ask Callie, what's the Senior 1000 Coalition?
Senior 1000 Coalition is senior-focused and senior-driven. We do all the quality of life for seniors in Marion County. We have 135 seniors in Anderson. We are basically almost to 5,000 seniors in Marion County. We do quality of life. We connect them with health care. We do home health care, with hospice services, Medicare, Medicaid, mm-hmm. with anything that would do with the senior's life. We repair their
homes. How did this get started? Is this just something, is this like a ministry of love for you?
Well, my husband and I used to work in Meridian Kessler, Butler Tarkington, and Broad Ripple. Uh-huh. My husband passed in 2009 with cancer. Mm. After he passed, the Lord put to my heart to start Senior 1000. Mm. So we did a summit in 2010, and we had 1,100 seniors for our first summit.
Amen.
To attend. And from there, we went forth. So we work very, very hard for our seniors. They are really a passion for me, and God has given me this ability to meet new people and to also meet you. I have been trying to get on your show for 5 years.
See how the Lord works?
That's right.
Honestly, in adversity.
Yes, sir.
And you sound like it's a great example of somebody that doesn't wait for somebody to be a leader. She is a leader.
Thank you.
And Kathy Hahn-Kiner, this is what Gleaners was doing with the King Center is a service that you do literally all over Central Indiana.
Right. Gleaners Food Bank is in 21 counties. So we're in Marion plus 20 other counties throughout mm-hmm. south and southeastern part of Indiana. Mm-hmm. So we're rather large. However, our government program that we're talking today is about the Commodity Supplemental Food Program,
okay.
which is for seniors 60 and over.
And so what does that program entail?
That program entails seniors 60 and over receiving a food package once a month, mm-hmm. and they have to be certified once every 6 months.
And what's in the packet? So if you had brought me a packet today, what would have been in it?
Well, there would be a combination of different things. You would have some vegetables. Okay. You would have some canned fruit. Uh-huh. You would have some dry milk, some dry canned goods, canned meat, mm-hmm. that type of thing.
Oh.
And juices as well. So it's a 40-pound box to supplement a senior's eating.
And how many places does this program serve?
Well, we serve 12 counties right now here mm-hmm. in Indiana. Mm-hmm. And currently, our caseload is 2,130 seniors that we serve each month.
And how long had you guys been, you know, serving seniors up at the MLK Center?
Oh, we've been there for years.
For years.
Yes.
And so what have you guys, in the wake of their hiatus, restructuring, they sent me this note that said I'm not supposed to say closed. So whatever this thingamajig is they got going, have you guys put together to try to, you know, those seniors that were coming to MLK to make sure they get the food box with the stuff and the meat and the something that can help you stretch your food budget for a month?
Right. We have put together, so the 70-plus seniors are going to be going to new sites.
Okay.
So right now we've already identified 4 sites, and probably half the seniors have already received their food package this month.
Great.
And so we will be having a special distribution for those seniors that have not received their food package. And once that is over, we'll double check and make sure if someone has not been served, then we'll make other arrangements.
Was there a problem in making, you know, because sometimes people be changing their phone numbers, or maybe they were staying with relatives and they decided to go stay with somebody else. And was there a problem identifying, you know, maybe people that were between phone numbers and stuff?
That has been challenging. We've reached out by phoning each senior and then sending a letter as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have some disconnected phone numbers and some that don't have phone numbers. So we have sent them letters letting them know that we'll be having this distribution.
Now, one of the other challenges is because the Martin Luther King had a very big catchment area, and it probably a catchment area larger than their ability to serve. So there's probably some seniors that have some transportation issues. If we ask, because there are a lot of pastors and first ladies and church officials who are listening right now, if they would check with their congregations, you know, maybe make an announcement if they got members who were seniors, A, and B, going to MLK, 2, and 3 were official, you know, sign-ups for this program, to check with their members, because there might be a way that maybe a bona fide member of the church can come pick up that packet for that senior.
Well, unfortunately, we can't do that.
Oh, can't do that. Okay.
We cannot do that.
That's against the rules of the game.
Right. Where you could help is we could transport the seniors to Boulevard Place, and that's okay. Where we'll be doing our special distribution.
Okay.
The reason behind that is the senior has to sign for the box.
Because this is Uncle's stuff.
It is federal food.
Okay.
So because of that, they'll have to come.
Okay.
And because we didn't know too far in advance, they probably are not the proxy.
Okay.
And so we'll have to make sure that the seniors get to the site.
So if there are seniors listening that had signed up for the program and maybe that you didn't get the phone call, you haven't gotten the mail, the letter has, you know, the post, your postal service person hasn't delivered the letter, how do they get a hold of you all so we can kind of make this connection?
We would ask them to call Gleaners Food Bank at 317-925-0191.
Mm-hmm.
And at the reception desk, they can just ask for the senior program.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be directed then internally.
Because you know who the folk are. We're just trying to, you know, gather up everybody.
Right. The goal is to have uninterrupted service for each senior for this month and the months ahead of us.
Mm-hmm. Does this happen? Obviously, Gleaners has been around a while.
Yes.
Has this happened before? So this is a protocol that you guys had to put in place, or is this something y'all had in terms of working with Callie, working with others?
Well, the community has certainly come together rather quickly, and typically we have a little bit more time on our hand, but this time we did not. But we rallied around with the community partners as well as our own partners.
Right.
And to see if they could take additional seniors. And everybody so far has been willing to help.
We want to give shout-outs to those who came up. So who are the places that kind of stood up and say, I'll help? So we can.
Well, right now we've got Boulevard Place Food Pantry.
That's up at 42nd and Boulevard.
Correct.
That's the St. Vincent de Paul thing.
They're connected with them, yes.
All right.
Edna Martin Christian Center.
Edna Martin and yay!
Right. Pilgrim Baptist Church.
Yeah, Pilgrim Baptist. Great, great church. Great
and
ministry.
Capital City Seventh-day Adventist.
So right. they all stepped to the plate.
They stepped up immediately, yes.
239-1310. 239-1310. This afternoon's name is. Let me go to the phones and somebody, y'all got to put your ears on. Because then we talk to Brenda. Hi, Brenda. Brenda? Brenda, I need to turn your radio down.
I see it.
Okay.
I see it.
What's up?
I got a letter, and I live at 28th and Capitol.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to Martin Luther King.
Right.
Now, my paper tells me that I got to go to school 37 on the second Wednesday of the month, but they didn't give a time.
Who sent you the letter?
Gleaners.
Gleaner sent you the letter? All right, let me, hold on, Kathy's right here.
Yes, I think that's 37 Place, so I think that's Edna Martin Christian Center.
And I called the number, and the girl said it's school 37.
Okay, well, they're in the old building of school 37.
Yeah, they're in the old, it's the old school 37, but they got a fancy name. It's not a school anymore, it's like a community center.
Correct.
Yes, but I live at 28th and Capitol. Why send me way east? That's what I don't understand.
Okay, well, we can make arrangements if there is another place that's more convenient for you.
Well, what about the Boulevard Place one?
Well, the Boulevard Place, you know what that is? 42nd and Boulevard?
Or yeah, that's closer to me than go out to the other side of the country.
That's a good one. Pilgrim would also be about the same distance because that's 30th and Clifton.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going there.
And that's fine. We can make those arrangements to have you go to Boulevard Place.
All right, Brenda?
Yes.
Here's what I want you to do, okay? I want you to hold on. And Chris is going to pick the phone back up, the gentleman that you talked to when you called me.
Yes, sir.
And if you would give Chris your name and a phone number where you can be reached during the day,
yes.
We'll give this to Miss Kathy and Miss Darlene, and they will make that connection for you, okay?
Well, thank you so very much.
Well, no, that's one of the reasons they're here today.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
And thank you, ma'am.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, Brenda?
Yes, I'm not going to hang up.
No, if you know any of your other seniors that were in the...
they're in the building with me.
Oh, wait, you got...
There's another gentleman that's supposed to be going out there to 37. He's my neighbor.
Right here
in the building. We're in the Franklin School Apartments.
Oh, okay.
At 28th and Capitol.
Yeah. Okay.
And they got us going every which way.
Well, let us on which way that, okay?
All right.
So hold on, you're getting to be the block captain here for the building, and
this is
called in adversity. Everybody rises to the occasion. So hold on, and we'll get that information from you off the air. But that's an example, Kathy, Darlene, and Kelly, of how people have taken this temporary whatever this is, and say, let's first help folks.
Correct. Right. Yes, that's what we want to do. The bottom line is we want to help feed our seniors. So, mm-hmm. However we can best do it, we're all for it.
I know this is federal government money. Is this a program where Congress has kept not cutting this? Is this been caught up in the farm bill or the food stamp thing?
No, it is federal food administered by the state, Indiana State Department of Health, and the Indiana State Department of Health contracts with us.
Oh.
So we have an agreement.
It's not even
with
an
them.
Ag thing. It's a health thing.
Well, it comes out of there. It's bumped around to different areas within the state. But
okay.
Yes.
See the things that we're learning. What other, Callie Sanders, you've been trying to get here. Now you'd have made it here. What other types of activities does Seniors 1000 Coalition have?
We repair senior homes completely, free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we put in their homes is brand new.
Mm-hmm.
Where
do you get the funding for that?
I connect with different areas. So right now I'm working with Neighbors Link, Dave Whitley,
mm-hmm.
who came out of the Meridian Street Methodist Church.
Mm.
And my husband used to work with them before he passed away. So we've been kind of stuck together for like maybe 10 years.
Mm.
So now he started his own business, which is he works with 22 churches. They come in and they donate. Right now, to all the everybody that I know, a lot of seniors, we have repaired over 1,000 houses,
really?
And they have done them free. And they've given air conditioners, they've given furnace, hot water heaters. They do walls, ceilings, windows, anything that a senior needs in their home, they do.
Hmm.
But right now, they are kind of pressed with funds. So I have talked with INHP, who has repaired some of the seniors' roofs. Put brand new roofs on their homes. And we do a lot of things. We take food boxes to seniors also.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everything that we do, Amos, we kind of do it out of the effect of our Senior 1000's pocket
mm-hmm.
because we have asked for monies from different areas. So now we're doing a support thing. We're opening up a pantry for senior citizens only.
Mm.
So we're doing fundraisers to raise $50,000 before the end of the year
mm.
to open up a pantry and get rehab. And so we are asking, we're going into the city and ask for one of the houses on the, you know, the bank where right. they got them boarded up.
Okay.
Yeah. To open up a pantry.
Is it from where you sit, are we spending too much time worrying about pre-K and not enough time worrying about our seniors?
I'm not going to say that because I have children in pre-K. I have grandchildren there. But I think we do not worry enough about our seniors. It's really a hardship working for the seniors because you can't find the support, mm-hmm. and that is so true,
mm-hmm.
from within the city of Indianapolis. So mm-hmm. I am saying today we have an event coming up. I'm going to throw this in.
Yeah, come on, April, come on with the plug.
On April the 24th, we have a Senior and Community Awareness Day, which is taking place at the Southwest District Police Department,
uh-huh.
551 West North King, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay.
We are including the Attorney General's Office, 911, First Light Home Care, Valco Home Care. We're doing home care. We're doing screenings. We're doing public safety.
Hmm.
And we're going to try to start more crime watch areas where our seniors are located. We are going to do scamming. We are talking about all these things because the seniors have to be aware. We have seniors that's opening doors at 2 o'clock in the morning and getting beat up and robbed.
Mm.
We have seniors that's going to the back and leave the front door open. We have seniors that are actually falling down. We're going to have smoke detectors there.
And that's going to be over at the police station in Hawville,
yes,
on
sir.
King Street.
And that's April the 24th from 11 to 3. So seniors and community, please come.
All right. So let me kind of summarize. So okay. Seniors, if you were a part of the commodity food program.
Right.
You were getting the basket, you were getting the food box, the 40-pound food box once a month, and you know who you are. And you were getting it at the Martin Luther King Center. If you ain't heard from nobody and you haven't gotten the letter, or you got the letter and you're concerned about how to get from where you are to where the food is going to be, 925-0191, 925-0191, 925-0191. You know, that hooks you up. And if you were in this program and you haven't heard from anybody and you legitimately in the program, please call that number. If you know somebody that was in the program, they want to make sure that everybody's taken care of in this whole, so that nobody, no senior is suffering because the middle-aged people couldn't get their act together. And that's just, no, just tell it straight up. 925-0191, 925-0191. And Callie Sanders, if people want more information about Senior 1000 Coalition to help work with you, how do they get a hold of you?
They can reach me at area code 317-602-4742. That's my office. You can reach me on my mobile, 317-748-8639. And seniors, call me. I mean, we're putting out flyers. We're actually mailing 400 flyers out. We have vendors coming from everywhere. So the seniors, you have to come on that day because we like to know for you to have information. Also, we are also working on trying to help gleaners with the transportation for the seniors to go to wherever they have to pick up their boxes.
All right. Callie's number with Senior 1000 Coalition, 602-4742, 602-4742, 602-4742, or 748-8639, 748-8639, 748-8639. Now, here's somebody did not complain about, how come these leaders ain't doing nothing? She just got up off her and did it. James Brown did it herself. Amen.
Thank you.
I keep telling you, don't sit around and wait for me to do something. Don't sit around and wait for the big people to do something. Sister Callie.
Thank you.
Did it. She did it. She didn't wait for somebody. She could have stayed at home and said, I don't need to do nothing. Let somebody else do it. God put it on her heart. And she's to be blessed on this. And we thank her for bringing this to attention and then kind of putting on my heart. We got a hold of Gleaners and thank Gleaners, for continuing their dedication, to the community, making sure, you know, they get the food and you make all the donations and then it's there, to help people in need. Darlene Graham and Kathy Hahn Keener with Gleaners and Callie Sanders with Senior 1000 Coalition. Guys, thanks very much for being with us. Glad to have you.
Thank you. Glad to come.
When we come back, we'll open up the phone line. Find out what else is on your minds. Open lines the rest of the way out. It's Afternoons with Amos on a very busy Monday.